A story with a good ending and those responsible for that. Priority Health doing great things in our own backyard. Let's talk about how case managers spend their day and, touch lives. On behalf of Priority Health, good morning to you, Sheila Wilson, Director of Care Management, Medicaid, and Individual Products with Priority. Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie Vanderveen, Care Manager, Case and Disease Management. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
And, of course, lots of letters behind your last names, and, you know, you're all qualified and ready to go. And certainly the healthcare field is a good field to be in, touching lives as you are. So, Sheila, tell me about your responsibilities in layman's terms with Priority Health.
I'm the director for our care management programs at both for both our Medicaid products and our individual products. So I help design the programs that will really impact the lives of our members. And a lot of that is in cooperation certainly with our provider partners and definitely utilizing our really robust care management staff that we have.
Katie?
Yep, I am a care manager at Priority Health on the Medicaid team, and I work primarily with something called the Children's Special Healthcare Services Program. So these are kids who have chronic illnesses, and I help care manage them. I'm embedded in a clinic out of Helen DeVos.
Well, let's tell a story about 2-year-old Daniel and his family, refugees who moved to Grand Rapids, where Daniel was a little baby, but obviously there was a challenge. So let's set up our conversation. Fill in the blank with Daniel.
Sure. Daniel's family moved to Grand Rapids from a different state. When Daniel was born, he was diagnosed with something called biliary atresia, and he moved here when he was about 1 year old and was not doing great. So he was put inpatient at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, and at that time he was connected with the pediatrics clinic where I work and am embedded there as the care management.
Now, his family, just a half a step back, his family refugees.
Mm-hmm.
So were there any obstacles of language issues?
Sure. Those were huge barriers for the family. The family struggled with reading medication, with understanding instructions, all sorts of things that if you spoke the language could come fairly easily to you. But with their family, they struggled with that, as well as support in the community.
Yes. And yet he had a pretty significant, as you mentioned, the diagnosis with ultimately needing a liver transplant. Continue the story.
Yes, he needed a liver transplant. So we kind of helped. We did help coordinate at the Helen DeVos.
And we, Priority Health.
Priority Health. Yep, Priority Health. Myself and the pediatrics clinic helped coordinate his care at on the east side of the state for transplant services over there. And he was connected to a team over on the east side of the state. And we were able to help them with transportation, with really wrapping around the family and coordinating kind of everything that they needed, education, making sure that he was getting his medications from the east side of the state over here, all those things that he needs in order to be even eligible for the transplant list. And helping them with any services that the family needed as well, like English classes, things like that.
Sheila.
So can you imagine being a family coming to this area, not knowing anyone, anything, and then having this medically complex child to take care of? Having the ability to connect with a care manager in the clinic like Katie, who can really walk alongside that journey, that healthcare journey, is critical to the success that we've now experienced with Daniel.
Because the care manager, as you mentioned, Katie, able to assess the needs of the children, of the family, and do all this collaboration, right?
Yes, absolutely. We were able to assess the needs, really figure out from the family's standpoint what they needed assistance with, where we could assist, and help them get to the point where Daniel was eligible and ready for a liver transplant.
And probably the real secret to this is that, you know, we've always been doing care management at Priority Health for for very long time, many years. But the key to the success with this case, and that I think is really important with our population, is that face-to-face engagement component. The fact that Daniel came to the emergency room at Helen DeVos with his family and was directed to a clinic where we had an embedded care manager who could work with that family, you know, in the moment, was really critical to the successful outcome that we've achieved.
And obviously you work with them regarding whether it's finding them a Medicaid-covered nutritional supplement to augment what they're already doing and work them through the finances here, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of those key components as well is we have a community health worker program. So Daniel, I was able to connect Daniel's family with a community health worker who was able to go out to the home. And they're really great at finding community resources that the family could utilize and could benefit from. So she's been an integral part of helping this family.
And the point that we actually have this family gainfully, the father's gainfully employed and is now, I believe, been awarded a Habitat for Humanity home through, again, efforts of a lot of people, but certainly that community health worker being a big part of this care management success.
Which, let's toot your horn, is unique for Priority Health, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, while everyone can do care management, we really live and breathe our mission, particularly across all products, but with our Medicaid population. They have so many issues and concerns that they have to deal with. So, you know, being able to go out and meet the member where they are, so whether it be in the home, in the community center, at the point of care, like we have here, is so important in getting that engagement with not only our care managers, but with their providers and other community partners that can benefit them. We think that's what sets us apart.
How's Daniel?
I'm happy to say he's doing really well. He did receive his liver transplant, and he is healthy, doing well. He only has to follow up once a month right now, which is huge from going to weekly visits on the east side of the state, and he's doing incredibly well. I do want to say that a major part I want to give credit to is the family has just really embraced the services, worked really well, and worked incredibly hard to get their child healthy and well.
Which you're encouraging the next family to do, I trust?
Exactly. Care management services are available to all of our members, whether they have questions or concerns, whether they need assistance with accessing providers, or just have a question about a medical condition that they're trying to manage. We're available to them. They need to give us a call. They have our customer service number on the back of their ID card, or can certainly go to PriorityHealth.com and access us that way.
And I'm sure there are more stories such as Daniel's that you share and have good endings.
There are, yes. We, you know, even just the little things. Daniel's is a great, big, wonderful story, but we do lots of little things, myself and our team of care managers, day-to-day to really support our members and help them to be successful in their health care needs.
Right. Anything else, Katie Vanderveen?
Not today.
Not today. You got to get back to work. You've got lives to touch. Sheila Wilson, thank you. Director of Care Management, Medicaid, and Individual Products.
Thank you.
Katie, how do you find out more information again? One more time. You gave the website.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's our website is PriorityHealth.com, or you can access us by telephone. The customer service number is on the back of your ID card.
All right. If you see Daniel, say hello.
Tell him, will.
Tell him he was talked about on the radio.
Thank you.
He's going to be excited.
Take care. I'm Shelley Irwin, 1028 on this fine morning, sharing good stories back after news.